$100 fine, and that's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now, hold on before you all go running off.
Harry, could you make this fast? I've got a date with the harness racer who is hot to trot.
You're dating a jockey?
4'8" of pure muscle. The woman gives new meaning to the term saddle sore.
Well, just make sure you cross that finish line by 9 a.m., because that's when we're all due to be back here for work.
Not in what?
Unfortunately, Judge Pond's vacation fell on the same week as Judge Fuller's prostate surgery, so we've all been assigned to day court for the week.
Oh, that is a crock.
What about my day job?
What do you mean, the paper route?
No, I gave that up. Who wants to bicycle to Connecticut every morning? Now I have an ice cream cart. Frozen Schnitzel. The East German taste sensation.
I'm sorry, big guy, but we're officers of the court, and this week the court needs us during the day. So hasta mañana, amigos.
Sir?
Yeah?
I'm afraid I have a scheduling problem.
Don't tell me. You sell cutlery.
No, see, Tony and I have a standing appointment every day at 12.
Young love, a scheduled nooner.
You're a slut.
Well, I'm sorry, Christine, but I don't see how a lunch appointment can be more important than your job.
Sir, it's not a lunch appointment. It's more personal.
You mean the slug's right?
Tony and I are seeing a marriage counselor.
Oh, gee. I knew you two had problems, but I didn't realize they were that serious. You have an appointment every day at noon?
Except Saturdays and Jewish holidays.
Well, don't worry. We'll juggle the dock and we'll break you away during lunch.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay. And, now you get home, because you got a little person there who needs you.
You're right.
It's post time!
Strange way to greet someone.
Can't get a handle on that 9-to-5 routine, huh?
Yeah. Usually about this time, I'd still be in bed. And a half hour later, I'd be on my way home.
Good morning. Good morning. We danced all night through. Good morning. Good morning to you. Oven fresh ginger snapped. I baked them myself.
What are they laced with?
Love, kindness, and a pinch of sunshine. What? Gee, look at that glorious sky. What? Hey, maybe Harry will let us hold court outside today. We could go to the park and dip our little toes in the lake.
Ross, what's wrong with you? You want to talk?
There's nothing to talk about, Mecky. I guess I'm just a day person. Oven fresh ginger snap, bully boy?
Thanks.
Ice cold frozen schnitzel?
Isn't that sweet? Thank you.
Oh, what a morning. Piece of advice. Never feed a baby wearing a business suit.
Although I bet the little tyke looks cute in herringbone.
You're on.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. Your Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding.
Top of the morning, plaintiffs and plaintees. It's a beautiful day, and the wheels of justice are raring to go for a spin. Wow! What is that?
Sorry, Your Honor. It must be the sunlight reflecting off my head. Better?
Thank you, Will. Okay, Mac, tell us a little something about our first contestants.
Contestants? Angelo, did he say contestants?
Since when do trials have contestants?
Excuse me, would you gentlemen happen to be from the Bar Association?
No, sir. We gentlemen are from the Golden Oaks Retirement Home. I'm Angelo.
And I'm Norman.
And we spend our days here.
Every day for the last 10 years.
Over 20,000 cases.
And not one contestant.
Well, I guess I do run my court a little less formally than most.
I've seen more protocol at a fish fry.
All right, Mac, what do we have?
Well, we got a graffiti charge. A couple of kids who open a fire hydrant. Two tiffs, a spat, and a really heated chess argument.
That's it?
Yeah.
No holdups?
Nope.
No bar fights?
Mm-mm.
No ladies of the evening persuasion?
Mm-mm.
Hey, this is downright civil compared to the night shift. I could get used to this.
Wait. Here's one more up your alley, sir. People versus Douglas, felony weapons charge.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. The defendant, a Manhattan cab driver, was pulled over for a routine traffic stop when the officer saw this hanging from his rearview mirror.
A hand grenade?
Hey, it's a tough town.
Your Honor, my client claims this is an illegal search and seizure.
A constitutional argument? We never get those at night. Is the arresting officer here?
Yes, Your Honor.
So what's your side of this?
Well, Your Honor, I observed the perpetrator changing lanes without signaling.
Who signals in Manhattan? The last time I stuck my arm out to signal, came back shy, two rings and a Timex.
Then, as I approached the vehicle, I saw the grenade hanging next to the St. Christopher.
Is he the patron saint of explosives?
Your Honor, I can't help but wonder why the officer was harassing my client to begin with.
Harassing?
Oh, I know. It goes with the badge. Being a cop is in your blood. But it's not just a job. It's an obsession. And pretty soon you're working double shifts, and when you do get that rare day off, it's hanging out with the guys. And when you are home, you're asleep in front of the TV set instead of helping your wife diaper your son.
Lady, my son is 32.
Oh, you think that's a good excuse? Oh, come on, give me a break.
Sounds like we need a 10-minute recess.
Tense? Have a ginger snap.
I'd like to see defense counsel in my chambers. Now?
I bet you $2 they got something going.
You're on.
Christine, I know that you and Tony are having marital difficulties, but that's no excuse for behavior that could jeopardize your client's case.
You're right, sir. I had a cow out there.
You had a herd. Is this really because Tony's gone back to work as a cop?
Well, that certainly hasn't made it any easier. Have you ever tried to plan a baby's feeding schedule around a stakeout?
Not that I can recall.
That's really it, anyway. I mean, even I have come to realize that Tony has to be a cop. It's not what he does, it's what he is. You know, he tried another job for a while.
He did?
Yeah, he worked at Macy's. You know, he busted 23 shoplifters in 3 weeks, and they fired him.
Sounds like he was doing a great job. Why would they fire him?
Well, he was hired to sell ladies' shoes. Oh, Tony's not cut out to sell pumps to little old ladies. He's a free spirit. The same free spirit that made Tony the single guy so attractive and makes Tony the husband so infuriating. Oh, Harry, I'm afraid we went too fast. Tony's not ready for this kind of responsibility.
Nobody's ever ready for that. You grow into it.
Not Tony.
I wouldn't be. Maybe you're too close to the situation. Maybe you need the perspective of someone who's removed, you know, someone who really understands human nature. Now, who immediately springs to mind?
Garrison Keillor?
No. Someone you know who can look at the situation and make a valid judgment.
Irma Bombeck.
No, me.
Oh, Harry, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that maybe you're wrong about this. Maybe Tony isn't the kind of guy who just thinks about himself. Maybe he's going to come around and work hard and everything's going to turn out just fine. The point is... let me get this. Yeah, Judge Stone. Yeah, she's here. Is it Dr. Zuckerman for you?
Oh, it's our marriage counselor. Dr. Zuckerman. Oh, he did. Oh, no, he didn't tell me. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow then. Oh, he did. Ah. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
So, what's up?
Well, I will be having a lot of time on my hands. It seems that Tony not only canceled today's session, but he canceled our therapy altogether.
Sure, I have Garrison Keillor's phone number in here somewhere.
That's lunch, people. And I do mean lunch.
You know, it's such a beautiful day today. I think I'll go out and buy myself a chef hole.
I believe that's one of the 12 signs of the apocalypse.
Hey, I know you don't have lunch plans or anything, so you want to come to the office? We can split a peanut butter sandwich and talk. Although we might end up talking like this.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Come on.
Okay, name your poison. We got creamy, we got chunky, we got extra creamy, extra chunky, creamy, chunky, and jalapeno.
You know, Harry, I realize I've been asking Tony to change, but I've stayed the same. That's not fair. I should change, too.
You seem like the creamy type to me.
Tony and I are like oil and water. He's Rambo. I'm June Cleaver. He likes an exciting life, and I like an ordinary existence. I think I'm too controlled, too orderly, too... I think I'm too compulsive, Harry.
No one has cut the crust off my bread since I was 8.
There, see, that's what I mean. All right, from now on, I'm going to try to be more easygoing. I'm going to cool out if it kills me. I'm going to be more freewheeling and loose. I'm going to make another sandwich, and this time, the crusts stay on.
Whoa, don't go for it all at once.
You don't think I can do it, do you?
Hey, I'm sure you can do it. I'm just not sure you should. You know, when I got together with Margaret, you were the one who told me to be myself.
I am not going to let this marriage go down the drain. I am going to live on the edge of the fast lane, or whatever you call it. I am going to change, Harry. Right. Here you go. Enjoy. Eat over the plate. You might get crumbs on your shirt. All right, I have a little work to do.
Do you have a reservation?
Beg your pardon?
For a table, if you didn't call ahead, I'm afraid I have nothing available.
We're talking about the cafeteria?
During the day, we refer to it as the blue room.
Monsieur Jean-Pierre?
Yes. Monsieur Norman, Monsieur Angelo, I have your usual table under the ice sculpture.
Lead the way, Johnny.
What are you doing here, Dan? Why?
They say you need a reservation. Can you believe it?
Reservations for Mac Robinson?
Yes, Mr. Robinson. And, guest. Please follow me. May I suggest the Oyster Rockefeller?
How do the tuna melts look today?
Can you believe this? The daytimers get a band? Look, that lettuce is green. That meat isn't.
You must be a night person. I pity you.
Nice eyebrows. Who was your grandmother, a horned owl?
Your snappy retort has stung me to the bone. I must write that down. Nitwit.
Calm down and read your menu.
Hey, Mac, is that you?
In the flesh. Hey, what's the good word, Jack?
Do not partake of the oysters, Rockefeller.
Oh, thanks. Surprised to see you here. I didn't know you worked days.
I do.
What do you think? Is it really me?
I'm not sure. Mac?
Yeah?
Doesn't this all just seem a little surreal to you?
ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Room is proud to present Mr. Jack Jones.
Good afternoon. Anybody in here for a salt? This is for you. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings. It was just one of those things, it was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings. It was just one of those things. If we thought a little bit about the end of it when we started painting that town, we'd have...
There I go again. All right. Much better.
Hey, Sullivan, how you doing?
Hey, Giuliano. Couldn't be better.
Listen, I'm sorry about the session today. I just thought we had had enough.
Oh, no. Don't be sorry. I understand.
I figured we tried it for 2 weeks. There was really no reason to keep going.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
You're not upset?
Silly boy. Okay, yeah. Well, there might have been a time when I would be hurt and disappointed, but there was also a time when I used to cut the crust off my bread. But I've turned over a new leaf. From now on, Christine Sullivan goes with the fold.
Flo.
Exactly. Got good news for you, Tony. We don't need a marriage counselor anymore.
We don't?
Nope. I got the problem all figured out.
You do?
Yep. You see, I've been asking the questions. Why can't we work this out? What's the matter with us? And then it hit me. There's no us. There is no we. We're just Tony and Christine, two strangers and a baby.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is what we need is a plan. You and I used to be a we once. It can happen again. Remember at the beginning? There was something about us that was so exciting. You made me feel so alive.
It was really special, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it can be again. All we have to do is get back to where we were before you left for South America.
You make it sound so easy. Christine, I wasn't prepared for any of this. I came back from Colombia one morning. I showed up here that evening to ask you out to dinner. Next thing I know, I'm heading uptown in a cab with a wife I wasn't really sure I had and a son I didn't even know was on the way. It's been a very confusing few months for me.
I know. For me, too. That's why we really have to work harder. We have to commit to adjusting to each other.
You mean change?
Yes. Yes, and Tony, I've already started, and it's really easy.
So your idea is that we each become someone that we're not.
You know, Tony, before my transformation into this freewheeling, anything-goes kind of gal, that kind of attitude might be ticking me off right about now.
I'm sorry.
No, no, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Be positive. We have a goal. All we need is a plan.
Actually, I have something that I think might help us out.
There you go, Tony. I knew this was going to work. Go ahead. What is it?
I think we ought to try living apart for a while. I think that might be just what our marriage needs. A little time and space.
No, Tony, a physicist needs time and space. A marriage needs work and commitment. But the work only pays off if you really want it to. That's the question. Do you really want it to? Do you really want it to?
I gotta get back to work.
Yeah, well, me too. I got a ton of briefs to go.
Goodbye, Sullivan. I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Giuliano. You ought to be.
Hey, you sure you're okay? You want to go to dinner or something?
Oh, thanks, Harry. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
No, no encores, no encores. Judge Stone has left the building.
Angela, if we hurry, we can squeeze in a custody battle. Go.
Stone, you still got it. Hey, Bull. So how'd it go?
Another day, another Deutschmark.
What are you guys looking at?
The weirdest thing. The sun is going away, and it's getting dark.
Guess we never have looked at a sunset together before, have we?
We've seen a few sunrises.
That we have. Maybe it's time we shared a new experience.
Never gets boring, does it?
Nope. I'm always overwhelmed by nature's miracles.
Ross, I had no idea you were so sentimental.
It's times like this that make me glad to be on the planet. I'm glad that I can share them with good friends.
Day is done.
Now get your arms off of me before I rip them out of their sockets.
Presents another What the Heck moment.
Hello, everyone.
Norm!
Only in TV Land.